Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, let's start with baseball. Frank Cusumano on a Friday afternoon. The Cardinals and the Mets in New York City. And I believe this game tonight, television-wise, is on Apple TV Plus, Frank, isn't it?
Yeah, which absolutely stinks for most of St. Louis. I know baseball is trying to make money, but I had a mom that used to live in the Gatesworth. Every time I walked in there, every TV was on Cardinal baseball, and now none of those people will get to watch it along with many, many others.
Yeah,
I know.
That's
it's disappointing that way. I mean, even for I have Apple TV Plus, but I got to tell you, one of the reasons I mentioned it is because you get home, you want to tune the game in, you don't know where to hell to go half the time, right? That's what I have problems with. So it is on Apple TV Plus. The Cardinals had a day off. They won that series after a terrible Tuesday night performance. But, Frank, you know that the fan base is quite nervous right now, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, last year, if it would have just been a reasonable season, I don't think there'd be this much uproar and angst about being 11-14. But if you consider the fact they were in last place basically the entire season last year, and they've been in last place the entire season this year, there's reason for concern. Like tonight's pitcher, Miles Michaelis, who they're paying a whole lot of money to, has the fourth worst ERA in baseball. And then the other M starter, Steven Matz, just looks like Donovan Osborne. He doesn't seem to handle tough situations, even though he has good stuff. I'm pleased with the other three starters. You know, I think Kyle Gibson has done pretty well, or reasonably well. Lance Lynn has surprised us, and Sonny Gray has been outstanding. But, man, you can't have two guys you're paying so much money to just not pitch well at all.
So then what do you make of the roster moves this week, and Jordan Walker in particular? Now, on the one hand, he's a very, very young kid, right? And he's still learning. But there are issues with Jordan, you know, hitting too many ground balls. He's not his body is huge, right? But he's not using that big body in a way that's, you know, for power. So what, you go back to the minors and usually have success, but that's not major league pitching. So how do you work all that out?
Well, they had to do it. When you're hitting 155, you've got to shut them down. And I like the fact that last night Memphis played and they gave him a day to clear his head. Look, you can't be considered as one of the top prospects in Major League Baseball and be a bust. This kid has not even turned 22. And keep in mind, last year, of all the starting eight, the regulars, he had the highest batting average. It's not going to be the season he envisioned, and it's a real hiccup. But I am not going to stop believing in Jordan Walker.
Well, and I don't think you should. It's just how mentally I would think that that's a challenge for a coaching staff when you got a kid that gets called up and then he gets kicked back down. And obviously what you said is true. There was no question that he had to be based on the stats right now. But that's got to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago when I was growing up, the Cardinals had this incredible prospect who had worse problems than Jordan Walker. They sent him down probably three times, and people started to wonder, what's the story with this prospect? Everybody's hyping him. And that prospect turned out to be Keith Hernandez. And you know what? Ken Boyer told him in an airplane when he was going through this terrible stretch, the Cardinal manager, do not worry, because if you go 0 for your next 50, you're going to start the next game. Now, the Cardinals couldn't afford to do that with Jordan Walker at this stretch because the rest of the offense is kind of mediocre. But I still think in the long run, he's going to be fine.
The Mets are kind of a franchise still trying to find itself, aren't they?
They are, but they played better recently. And, you know, they have a big payroll, but a lot of those guys, like Max Scherzer, they're not even on the roster anymore, but they still got to pay him. But it'll be a great atmosphere in New York tonight, no matter what happens.
The Hall of Famer, Fred Bonnemer, tells me you got a big, big show coming up on Sunday night.
Well, it's kind of cool because we're going back to college, and we're going to speak with three real movers and shakers. Brady Cook, the future of Mizzou football. I know you've become a big fan.
Yes.
He's going to be our special guest talking Mizzou football. And then the future of SLU basketball, Robbie Avila.
Oh, I love this kid.
Yeah, they've come up with a great new nickname. They're calling him SLU Alcindor because of the goggles. And, Mark, I think he's probably the best player to come into SLU as a recruit. Larry Hughes was a McDonald's All-American, but he was a high school player. This guy's going to be one of the top 20 players in college basketball, I think, next year. He's Jokic on the collegiate level, 17 points, 6 boards, and 4 assists. And he's got this body that's a little flabby,
yeah,
but he makes threes, and he's the greatest passer. He wears the goggles. Plus, he's an unbelievable kid like Brady Cook. And then we're going to give Illinois some love. Isaiah Williams, who had a magnificent season, hopes to be drafted in the next couple of days. He'll also be with us.
Well, I love that kid from Indiana State. I watched him, you know, in the NIT, and you could see his personality and the skills. So it was good news that, you know, the new coach got him to come here in the transfer portal. Pays off. Hey, just quickly on the NFL draft, I'd say the Arizona Cardinals did pretty good last night. They got Marvin Harrison Jr. and Mizzou's Darius Robinson.
Yeah, and I think Darius Robinson is going to be a player, Mark. You know, he weighs 280 pounds, and he has frightening speed and agility. So I like what Arizona did. But the Chicago Bears, I think, really did well last night. They got the quarterback and the wide receiver. And, you know, Chicago's the only franchise to never have a 4,000-yard quarterback in their history. It's just crazy to think that. And now they have Caleb Williams, who has a chance to be really elite.
Okay, and I like Caleb Williams, and I certainly think that that was the pick they had to make. And, you know, they trade Justin Fields. But it's also the Chicago Bears, Frank. So nothing is for certain, I don't think, with that franchise. And I think the Bears fans would tell you that because a lot of them are my family, and it's almost like, you know, you get nervous. It's like that Mizzou thing where we always say, okay, it's Mizzou, so something weird's going to happen.
You're right. I cannot argue with the history of the Bears in the quarterback position at all. But they have a GM who came from Kansas City who knew that offense is the way to go. And how about that draft, Mark? 6 of the top 12 are quarterbacks. The first 14 are offensive players. The league is clearly trending that way. And you can't win without a great quarterback. I mean, think about this. Bill Belichick was fired by the Patriots because he didn't have a quarterback at the end.
Yeah, I heard yesterday the Patriots took a quarterback, and I guess Belichick was on doing the ESPN coverage beforehand, kind of dumping on the guy that they were going to pick. I don't know if he knew that they were going to pick him, but Belichick was like, yeah, I don't think I'd go for that guy, which I thought was interesting.
Well, watch the show. Watch the documentary.
Oh, yeah, I never have.
Oh, no, it's all about the quarterback fight between him and Brady. I mean, that's done him in more than once.
That's interesting.
Yeah, let's face it. Bill Belichick wanted to trade Tom Brady. The owner, Robert Kraft, had to step in.
Yes.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah.
He wanted Jimmy G, and he wanted him to be the future and wanted to send Brady out to pasture. I mean, Brady took – I was a little surprised.
I got to watch that. That's the one that's on Amazon, right?
Brady took a lot of crap from Belichick. He was not a prima donna.
You are so right. No great player in the history of sports ever took more abuse from his coach. It gives you
Tom Brady.
More
– Yep.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you really appreciate what he had to put up with. Nobody at Brady's level had to put up with that kind of crap.
Right,
yeah.
And he did it for the team. And I always thought, you know, I did not think highly of Tom Brady. And I'm like, you know what? He did. He took so much abuse from this guy. And let's face it, Tom Brady went on to win a Super Bowl. Belichick didn't go on to do anything. Just saying.
Yep. Well, that makes me even
you
more intrigued about
the,
that. That's the one on Prime, though, right?
Yeah. Right. No, it's on Apple. No, Apple. Apple.
Is Apple? It? Apple, yeah.
All right. Hey, Cusmano, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Bye, Frank.
City's off this week. Estelle City's off, right?
Yes, they are.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Frank. Jane, have a great weekend.
I will.
You have all kinds of entertainment options now,
yes,
so we hope that you choose wisely. We will talk next Friday. We have on that front, check out Luke Smallbone, who is one of the stars. He and his brother are in this King Plus Country. King and Country is the Christian act. But the movie, which is called Unsung Hero, opens today across the country. They're actually in town in St. Louis, only for a few hours. Otherwise, we'd have him in studio. But Luke's coming up after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.